You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Welcome back to Stags Radio here at the Snow Stadium for the last time before Christmas in the Southampton FA Cup with AFC Totten butting antlers with the other Stags from nearby Bashley. Half-time score for you, AFC Totten 1, Bashley FC 0. There is one half-time change. It comes for the visitors, Bashley. Marcelo Ross is off to be replaced by young number 17, Bew Bennett. So the starting lineups for the second half. In goal for Bashley, number 1, Sam Thompson, Liam Faruja, Jack Smith, Dan Thompson, Lewis Ameson, Lewis Ross, Harry Bunce, the captain Brad Morris, River Smith. Now Bew Bennett on for Marcelo Ross and Ollie Bradley. They've still got Ben Rodwell, Callum Hockton and Josh Nace as possible substitutes. For AFC Totten, Lewis Noyce in goal. Back for Lewis Waterfield, Jordan Rigette, Harry Medway and Callum Bourne at centre-back.
Was undone, but it's really dropped. I don't know if it's the fact I've gone inside for a little 10-minute warm-up.
No. It was, let me tell you, just pretty much as soon as we started the link for the second half, I was like, blimey, the temperature's dropped. So I've put my big thick with the coat with the fleecy lining on. Here's Bradley trying to manufacture the first opportunity of the second half. Shot from range is deflected, and actually that's going to be a corner to Bashley. So the endeavour of the shot from range has been rewarded there with a set-piece opportunity for the visitors, trying to draw back onto level terms early in this second half. They're attacking from right to left as we look at it from the top of the Wessex Heartbeat stand with their yellow jerseys, black shorts and black socks. And it's the blue and white striped quarters for Totten. Blue shorts, blue socks going left to right and now in the second half. Got there in the end, Harry.
Yeah. So, it's a good start for Bashley. Good chance to get a ball whipped in here. It's going to be dangerous.
So, just a little bit of a temporary halt to proceedings. Perhaps the referee has seen something that he doesn't like in the box. So, he's just going to clarify with the players what precisely that is. And they drift the ball in. That's a very good header. And it's just about hooked away. It was Liam Faruja coming forward from the fence who won the first ball. And now Hoey tries to play it downfield, looking for Taylor to trap it on the chest. Doesn't quite run for him. Morris goes back to Jack Smith playing at right back. Now they're just playing it around the back. The visitors, Bashley. Now the long ball forward comes from Ameson. Ollie Bradley picks it up. Shifted inside. Thought for a minute there that it might actually run to a Bashley player. Totten didn't deal with that brilliantly, but in the end, Tommaso, I think it is, comes and puts his foot through it to put it up for a throw.
Yeah, no, it's a good bright start from Bashley. They're on the offensive. We haven't had a chance to get out of our own half at the moment.
Visitors starting the second half on the front foot, trying to pinch an early equaliser. Brilliant little turn. Finds its way through. There's a player down just on the edge of the area, I think, actually. It's number 16 for Bashley, Lewis Ross. And it's got to be what? Can't be more than a couple of centimetres outside the box for the Bash.
Yeah, but not a lot of attacking attendant from Bashley at the moment. There's good four players back defending just the two attacking players we have up top in Ethan Taylor and Shaquille. I would have thought you see him packing in there, especially this attacking opportunity. It's one of those, you just get a body in the way and it will find its way in the back of the net.
So two-man wall of Lewis Waterfield and Jack Hoey. They're going to try and catch Lewis Noyce off guard at the near post, but that's comfortably over the bar and behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, it's a poor decision there, really. from the number 16 for Bashley, Lewis Ross. It's in that position where he's going to do well to get it up and down and beat Noisy at his near post. So I would have really thought he's going to whip it across the face of the goal and hope that it gets turned in.
Hello to everyone listening on the Podbean. A reminder that if you sign up for a free Podbean account and download the app, you can get in contact with the show. Craig Hobbs says, let's have another half like that. Well done and keep up the great commentary. Thank you very much. The Lord says, here's to a more commanding half. Again, that would certainly go down a treat with the home management side, as that ball is just going to bounce off the corrugated iron on top of the stand on the far side, out of play for a Bashley throw. Scott Miller tries to boot it across. That's not his finest kick.
Yeah, big love to all our listeners. And obviously, Craig Hobbs, the club photographer, unable to be here today with other commitments. But we appreciate all of his hard work for the club. We are going to miss you. But in all honesty, Craig, you haven't missed a particularly exciting football match.
It's not been sparkling necessarily. It's been entertaining without having the real quality up front. The one exception perhaps being Jack Hoey picking up the ball, a driving run forward before drilling it into the bottom corner for the only goal so far on what is now a positively Arctic evening here.
Yeah, like you said, it's just been that real lack of quality. Basically midfield going forward. Defensively, we've looked very good, very comfortable.
Good defending by Waterfield, and Lewis Noyce under pressure. Just about got the kick out. Physical play from Brett Williams. Wins the throw. He takes it quickly down to Gwengwe on the right channel. He's got Brett Williams as a short option. Instead, he goes to Reed. Reed off, lays it off for Williams. Williams picks it up. Tries to switch the play across the field for Reggett. Reggett to Taylor. Turns it round the corner. Reggett once more. Can he get a ball in? Oh, he just got it on his standing foot there. He's able to recover, though, and eventually loses out. That's a shame, because it looked like a really good opportunity, and the miss kick just came at the worst time. Dangerous ball inside. Hoey got a foot to it. Can't do anything with it, though. Bashley defence mop it up. The clearance only goes to Medway. As we can see, an early second-half substitution, it looks like, being readied by the home side.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be George Britton to make his appearance for Tottenham first time this season.
Yeah, first competitive appearance of the season for George Britton. I think it might be Gwengwe making way, so I wonder if they're just, again, nurturing that hamstring that he's struggled with. Williams can't pinch the ball there, and the nice ball forward just going to roll behind the visiting number 9, River Smith. Lewis Noyce punts it downfield, not dealt with particularly well. Brett Williams tries to catch the goalkeeper off his line, and it is over the goalkeeper and over the bar. Out of play for a throw. And there is the substitution. And it is indeed Gwengwe coming off to be replaced by George Britton.
Yeah, as you say, he's still nursing that hamstring injury. He got 10 minutes against Larkhall at the weekend. But he's still coming back. It's he was a little bit tight over half-time. So just wanted to see how it went. But safest bet. We need him for a lot of the season. Obviously, with Ethan Taylor now, got 3-match suspension for his red card against Larkhall. He'll be a big part of the squad in the next few games.
So just again, opportunity to get a new player minutes, see if they can integrate George Britton to become a more regular part of the squad. And for Gwengwe, who it must be said definitely had the beating of them down that right flank, just couldn't quite find the end product that perhaps his industry at times deserved. Then the goal kick out. Sam Thompson looks accusingly at the turf, but I'm not sure we'll find many gremlins in the Snows pitch. And his goal kick goes straight out of play for a throw.
Yeah, I don't think he's played on any better this season, that's for sure.
Gareth, the groundsman, does an immaculate job.
Oh yeah, I was out on the pitch just before kickoff, and it's absolutely superb. Really, really good. You won't see many pitches like this.
I wondered where it was going, and I was very glad it ended with pitch.
Pitch. We were out on the other P as well, but yeah, that's not to be spoke about. But yeah, no, the pitch is looking superb. Four days away from Christmas, the pitch is looking superb. I said, you won't get a pitch like that. Like we said against Larkhall, the pitch looked half decent for the first 10 minutes, but it soon showed its demons. Whereas this pitch is brilliant from first minute to last. So, yeah, big appreciation goes out to Gareth, our groundsman. He works extremely hard getting it Premier League like for pretty much every single game.
Medway's aerial challenge was a little bit strong and a little bit late, and he gives away the free kick, and he's just down on his haunches for a second there, catches his breath again and goes back to take his position in the centre of defence. Not really much defensive support necessarily on the bench here, so hope that he can play through that. The free kick is an arrow diagonal. Waterfield wins the header, gets it up, but not really out. Bashley pick it up here. The captain, Morris, shifts it to the left side where Ameson tries to get it forward. That's got to be a high boot. And indeed it is. Lewis Waterfield very nearly took a boot full in the face there. Thankfully for all concerned, though, didn't actually make contact. Lewis Morris is going to take this free kick quickly. He's looking for Williams. Williams, it goes over his head and he just lost sight of the ball. Otherwise, he might have been able to pick it back up. Morris under challenge from Williams. Left the leg in there, didn't get the ball. And the referee does blow for the free kick. And he's engaged in a pointed discussion, I think I'd say, with Brett Williams. Jack Smith. No, it's Dan Thompson, excuse me, to take the free kick for Bashley in their own half. Tries to drift the ball forward. Tommaso gets his head on it over his opposite number. Ollie Bradley with the cross into the box. Lewis Noyes claims that well. And he wants to get the attack started quickly, but there's no one in that space that he was looking towards. So he's just going to slow the pace a little bit here. Before rolling the ball up to his captain, Harry Medway. Medway goes to Reggett, back to Medway. Just being a little bit circumspect at the moment, the hosts. Maybe they're trying to coax some press out of Bashley. Here's Bourne going back to Noyes. Again, just not really flustered at all in possession, the Stags defence, but perhaps want to see them going forward a bit more now. Here's Medway. Gets a little bit of room to work with, invites the challenge and goes, skips past it. And now he's gone to Taylor on the left wing. Taylor's drifting inside, trying to go across the pitch. Poor ball, though. Cut out well by Bradley. On the counter, Hoey wins the ball. And just going to see which way it's gone. It's gone against the home side. I think Lewis Waterfield maybe thought that it was going his way because he didn't put the full chase on that. It's going to be Ameson to take the throw. Bashley looking forward, trying to switch play across, taking advantage of Jordan Reggett coming inside at left back. Ball in, under pressure from Reggett, a little bit wayward, out of play for a goal kick there to the hosts.
Yeah, a little bit slow second half. There hasn't really been any clear cut chances either end of the pitch at the moment. Certainly not going towards Lewis Noyes in the Tottenham goal. Hasn't really been troubled at all.
I'm not sure he's actually had a save to make yet this game.
No, he hasn't. No, defensively, we have been very good today.
Tommaso's header finds Williams. Stands one up down the left side. Taylor looking for Britton at the back post. Britton brings it down on his head. And now, can he shift to find a space? Goes back to Waterfield. Waterfield tries to get it inside. Defenders all over that one, though. Again, a loose pass. Just maybe guilty of locking onto the target and not seeing the defender in the way. But Britton's pressure will force a loose touch from Ameson, out of play for a throw.
Yeah, good pressing. Good pressing by young George Britton. He's come on. He's looked bright. He's had a couple of good chances. He's completing his passes and he's doing his runs. So Dan will be happy with his since he's come on.
Yeah, impressed when he was on trial with Tottenham in the pre-season, was signed on a permanent basis. Been out on loan and now getting his opportunity in the squad for the first time in a long while. Bashley thwart that Tottenham attack and now they're coming forward with it down the left-hand side. Ollie Bradley, that's a loose pass. Picked up comfortably. Again, Tottenham, when they win the ball, they're just happy to play it around the back, not looking uncomfortable with it at all. But being a little bit slower does give the visitors time to get back into their defensive shape.
Yeah, Brett Williams coming in deep there to receive the ball. But like I say, not a lot of attacking the tent at the moment. Midfield seems to be out of the game. We haven't seen a lot of Freddie Reed. He's dropped very deep trying to receive the ball. He's actually behind Adam Tomasso currently.
Yeah, just coming in to fill that spot at centre-back. Again, they're just playing it back to Lewis Noyce. It's no urgency at all, just without a care in the world. Noyce comes forward, looking for an option on the left wing. Brett Williams, nice touch at feet, trying to turn the defender. The captain, Brad Morris, sits him down and then plays the ball back to Harry Medway. And Medway's going to go back to Lewis Noyce. It's calm, it's comfortable, but you know, you think maybe against a side like Bashley, could you be a bit more adventurous with it? Waterfield runs into midfield. Taylor's pass leaves him a little bit short, but Bourne with a calm defensive header across to Medway. Medway's ball down the left-hand side, I think, shows why he's a defender rather than a forward player, as it ricochets off the advertising boards.
Yeah, it's good. It's relaxed play from Tottenham. We're not trying to press the game too much at the moment. Obviously, we're in a commanding position at the moment, and Bashley don't particularly look like they've got too much going forward currently. But for the fans that have made the way down here, we could do with a little livener.
And I think Dan Sackman and the management side agree, because they are making their second change of the game, with Sam Griffin coming off to be replacing Ethan Taylor.
Yeah, it's one of them subs. I don't think it's needed. It's for no other reason than just a few fresh legs. Give Sam a few minutes. Obviously, he played full 90 against Larkhall at the weekend, so he's come all this way. So I'm sure he want to get a few minutes, and he'd like to get on the score sheet.
And that's the last time we'll see Ethan Taylor for a few games, as he will now serve the suspension he got from picking up that straight red late on against Larkhall in the FA Trophy at the weekend. Here's Williams, brings the ball down, sliding challenge from the defender, wins it, but it's only going to work its way out to Hoey. Hoey doesn't link up with Britton. Again, miscommunication. Bashley try and come forward with it. Loose pass out. Reggett picks it up. And now they're shifting from defence to attack quickly. Reggett's got Griffin on the overlap. Went for it himself, and he wins the corner off the Bashley defenders.
Well, when you say he had Griffin on the overlap, Griffin was trying to catch up with him.
Yeah, that Reggett, is true.
Reggett was so quick. He was well gone. And Griffin, I think, soon decided that he needed to try and sit and possibly give an option if he needed to cut the ball back. Can you scroll that down?
So corner's taken short. Williams tries to hang one in, right in that corridor of uncertainty. Bourne was near to it. So was Brett Williams as well, but neither of them could just apply that finishing touch. Really nice corner routine there from the Stags, but it's still 1-0.
Yeah, it's one of those, as we spoke earlier, it's that corridor of uncertainty. And it doesn't matter who has the touch. It's one of those where it can be a Bashley player or a Tottenham player, and it only needs a slight touch and it's going to find its way to the back of the net.
It's so difficult to play that as a defender, because going towards your own goal, obviously you want to thwart that, you want to divert the danger, but you've got to be careful of putting it into your own net. It's always a tricky one. Hello to everyone listening on our Podbean. Tracy is one of those, says, nice to hear Brett playing tonight. Trying to make the most of his minutes so far.
Yeah, it's one of those, like we said in the build-up, it's a chance to get a few players some minutes and see if we can try out a few things. Obviously, no Ethan going into the next three games, so it could give us an opportunity to possibly look at a different formation, maybe play a 4-4-2 with Brett up top along with Hish, which would suit Brett, obviously, playing with a nippy centre-forward like Hisham. But also, we've also got the option of playing with Shaquille in the same role as Ethan.
Waterfield will take the throw. He's got Freddie Reed as the short option. Doesn't quite take that one, though. Instead, goes slightly longer to Hoey. Tries to nip it through for Reed, but he can't make the connection. Now, Bashley look forward. Callum Bourne, more than comfortable with that one. And Lewis Noyce's kick goes very high. And Waterfield, I don't think, is quite going to be able to deal with that. Out-muscled it underneath it by Ross. Out of play for a throw, which they take quickly. Ameson goes back to Thompson. And you can hear the calls from the management side asking Totten to just push slightly higher, put that press on as Lewis Noyce comes out of his goal and puts it out of play for a throw on the far side.
Yeah, again from Lewis Noyce, quick off his line. It's what I like to see. It's something I really look for in a goalkeeper, is the ability to take the pressure off. If he doesn't come for that ball there, it's a 50, it's a one-on-one effectively between
the Bashley
player.
And you can invite the ball into the box, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. And it really does take the pressure off very much the Manuel Neuer role of the sweeper keeper.
And when you haven't had too much to do in terms of shot stopping, you know, sometimes it's difficult to stay alert and stay engaged. But Lewis Neuss has done that. And actually, the ball's gone out of play on this near side for a throw. And eventually the referee spots that and awards the home side the chance to put the ball back in play. So, yeah, Lewis Neuss hasn't had a save to make, but has had to come off his line and out of his box a couple of times just to boot the ball clear, and has done that well.
Yeah, exactly. He's a good player. Very, very good player. He's had a few injuries, and I really think he should be playing at a higher level if he didn't have those little niggling injuries that he does carry. His distribution and his ability to play football, which is what you need at high level, is the ability to pass the ball and be comfortable with the ball at foot.
So many managers value that very highly nowadays. Here's Lewis Waterfield looking downfield. Tries to turn one around the corner for Britton. He's made that connection. He goes inside to Griffin. Griffin's got a little bit of room to work with here. Griffin with a shot from range. Forces Sam Thompson to make the diving save, but he's relatively comfortable for him in the end. Jordan Reggett comes forward, wins the ball, but it only's going to stab it through back into Thompson's gloves. So the Stags just trying to get on the front foot a little bit more now. Slightly loose pass. Again, just enough pressure being applied by the Stags as Lauderfield takes the throw quickly. Britton watches over his shoulder. And Dan Thompson just kicks it over his head and eventually is able to put his foot through it. Looking for an option downfield. Callum Bourne shields out well. And Harry Medway goes across to Reggett. Reggett comes inside, plays it back. I don't think Tommaso was quite ready for it, but it works its way to Bourne. Now Bourne, he's got Britton. Bourne's coming forward. Britton tries to put the ball into the box for Williams. Williams on the edge of the area. Just couldn't get it to run. And in the end, a defender nips in there.
Yeah, the fitness in the Totten team is starting to pay dividends. You can see there's a few tired legs out there in the Bashley yellow. They're struggling to keep up with the pace of play, and especially a couple of fresh legs coming on in George Britton and Sam Griffin. I don't know.
It's very cold. Maybe brain freeze.
But yeah, no, it's starting to pay dividends, and we're looking very, very good going forwards at the moment.
Here is the aforementioned Griffin on the left side, heading that aerial ball from Lewis Neuss. He's found Brett Williams, and Brett Williams lofts one over to George Britton on this right-hand side. Now bearing down on the area. Can he work himself a little bit of opportunity? Does, gets the shot away, but it's blocked, and it doesn't work its way to Williams, who wanted the ball played into his feet on the edge of the area. Now they're trying to tack down the left-hand side. Reggett not only wins the challenge, but also buys the free kick.
Really, really good there. Really good.
That's what Reggett can do. He can close that gap in a flash. Almost baits it sometimes because you feel he's so far away, there's no way he can get there. As Waterfield finds Britton again, trying to get himself into space. Lovely little cut inside, selling the defender. Waterfield's ball into the box is very poor, easily cut out by the Bashley defence. But they can't play it forward because the Stags are still right on them. Finding a little outlet ball, perhaps. Bourne, I think, is going to mop that up. Indeed, pinches it off the toes of Rither Smith as he goes back to Neuss. Just play that forward to Medway, the captain. Here's Griffin. Going to Reed, still in Totten territory at the moment.
A lot of minutes in the legs of Harry Medway. He's played full 90 minutes for, a lot of games in a row now. And it's not really showing. He's looked very comfortable today, defended very strongly, and nice to see Callum Bourne partnering up with him again today. Obviously, with Addy unavailable due to injury, and as the four mentioned, Zubar's not available.
It always helps to have a settled defence in Medway, especially wearing the captain's armband. You know, if you can play through those little nicks and niggles when you're not necessarily at 100% fitness, as the season goes on, that's going to be the situation for a lot of players. And to have that mental strength to be able to play, not only just play through injuries, but try and play your best football through those injuries as well is an admirable quality to have. What's that phrase? The best ability is availability?
Certainly, especially at this level.
They put a ball down the channel for Hoey to chase. Bashley win it, go back to the keeper. His clearance is high. Tommaso, I think, is going to win the ball. Morris brings it down. Hoey will just try and pinch in there. Crowded out of it in the end. Griffin wins it high up the pitch. Hoey Now Reed, he's got Britton in space down this right-hand side and he's found him. Britton's been a good outlet in the second half. I feel he's on it. And he went for a left-footed effort to try and find the top corner and he got that all wrong. I think he shows that he's maybe not so strong on his weaker foot.
The attendance at the Snow Stadium this evening, ladies and gentlemen, is a very impressive 266.
266 is the announced attendance tonight. You might hear Sean McGlead coming through the PA system to announce it there, which for a smaller cup competition on a very cold Tuesday night is good to see, actually. I'm sure that the lore of the drink and the burger probably helped things as well, and as well it should.
Yeah, as I say, every time I'm on commentary, I really appreciate everybody that does come and supports the team. It makes a huge difference, not only to the players, but also to the club financially. It really does help out.
Williams has done very well to hold the ball up down the left side. It's gone back to Tommaso. Tommaso's touch is a little bit loose, perhaps, but it's going to go straight to Medway. Reggett goes back inside to Tommaso, and he goes back to Medway. Now Bourne has it. Him and Lewis Noyce are the only players in Tottenham's half at the moment. Here's Waterfield. Eventually they've gone all the way back to Noyce. He's got an opportunity to play it to Medway here and perhaps they can attack with a little bit of verve down the left-hand side. Just trying to orchestrate the tempo slightly here. Tottenham. Here's Hoey. Now kind of get a little bit of pace and urgency. If Reggett can play the offside track. He looked offside to me and the official on this near side agrees.
I think it was close. It looked close from where I was. I may have just picked up on the pass a little bit too late there, but he did look, it was close. But yeah, the linesman's in a far better position to see it than me.
It was a good outlet ball, you know, certainly the right run to make. Just needs to hold that a split second longer.
Yeah, really, really good interplay. And like we've said several times, he's so bright. He's so quick. And we're a good 70 minutes into the game and he's still got the pace to burn.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a left-back this game, really. He hasn't had a huge amount of defending to do, but what he has, he's done well and always so threatening coming forward.
One thing I've really liked is he stepped forward when defending and won the ball high up the pitch.
And, you know, that's what they've tried to instigate under Dan Sackman since he's come in. Hoey's gone to the floor as Bradley tries to ride a challenge forward. But the ball goes all the way to Reggett, plays it back to Lewis Noyce. He just takes it on the chest. And he's looking perhaps for Griffin, who is such a target for that ball. Down the left-hand side, plays it out of his feet. Doesn't quite work there. Liam Faruja comes forward to win it. Now Bashley trying to attack down the right-hand side. Game becoming a little bit more end-to-end now. Bashley. Oh, that's a weak ball in behind the intended target. As an outlet, Griffin's got it on the left. He's got Brett Williams in the centre. Instead, he cuts it across the pitch. Lewis Waterfield comes inside to win it. And he's going to shift it out. Again, it's George Britton on the right-hand side. Lewis Waterfield's going to make an overlapping run. But instead, the pass is played inside to Reed. Now Reed goes Hoey. They've gone all the way across the pitch to Griffin. Griffin goes back to Reggett. Bashley go back into their defensive shape. As they ball forward to Hoey, he tried to take it on the turn. But again, just a little bit of a loose touch. But they've won the ball back high up the pitch. That's what the management side want to see is Reggett to Griffin on the left wing, stretching it all the way to the touchline, tussling with a couple of players, and in the end just couldn't quite wriggle free out of a tight space. But Williams closes down the clearance well, and Williams tries to win the corner in the end. The final touch has been the strikers, and it's a goal kick. But Williams there, just not giving up on what could have been a lost cause. It's Bashley have it in their own area at the moment. And the Bash looking for options downfield. Brett Williams comes forward to press and the ball is just too hot to handle here for Bradley on the left wing, who has provided a little bit of a threat going forward, but hasn't always had the service. Reed to Britton right down on the touchline. A couple of players there. Eventually Britton's able to poke it back to Waterfield. Rolls it across. Medway comes forward, plays the ball to Griffin on the left side. Because we know what a threat Griffin can be, cutting the ball in. And it nearly found its way all the way to Williams. Williams appeals for a handball. Dan Thompson was the player he was appealing against. Nothing doing there, says the referee. Howie plays it back to Medway. Medway's looking forward. It's not going to work its way to Griffin. Bashley going down the right side. There is absolutely no one there. So Medway picks up under not a lot of pressure. And early ball played by Reed to Britton on the right-hand side, getting at the fullback, cutting inside now onto the left, playing it across the edge of the box for Hoey. Dummies it for Griffin. This is not, again, they're not singing from the same hymn sheet there, which I thought, or same carol sheet, I guess it would be at this time of year. Yeah. She's got a little bit too cute with it, I think.
Yeah, it's just one of those. It's trying to flick the ball and things like that.
Opportunity bounce on the counter for Bashley. Callum Bourne tries to stand them up. But they're coming forward now. The youngster Bennett plays it out wide. An opportunity in. There's a player unmarked at the back post on the edge of the area. Spins out of a challenge. Loud appeals for a penalty from the Bashley dugout. I thought the ball was won cleanly enough. So does the referee. Britton tries to play it forward. Big figure of Lewis Ameson cuts it out. And actually, in the end, the best of, they did get a shot away. But it was charged down as Brett Williams tries to play a ball for Britton to chase. And under a little bit of pressure, Sam Thompson takes the no-nonsense approach of putting it into the terraces.
Yeah, good turn of pace there from George Britton. He's looked bright, very bright since he's come on.
He has.
Looked good going forward. I'd just like to see him. He's gone the last two or three times. He's cut on the inside. I'd just like to see him beat the man and try and get to the byline and cross the ball in. And hopefully there's someone there to tap it in.
Yeah, or provide the cutback. Nice run from Reed for the throw. And Reed's first-time shot with the left foot doesn't really trouble Sam Thompson, who gets into the long barrier position to make that save. But just nice there. Just good connection with Lewis Waterfield, throwing it over the defenders to allow Reed in behind.
Yeah, like you say, we've looked good again second half. Very similar to the first half. We've been commanding and had the better of the chances, but quality hasn't been good going forward. And haven't looked like scoring, in all honesty.
It's been comfortable without necessarily being, without crafting out too many brilliant chances. Bashley trying to play the ball across the pitch. Bourne goes to the floor when he's making the challenge, and Bradley wins the throw off the legs of Lewis Waterfield. Here's the big figure of Lewis Ameson taking the throw.
He's a big old left back. He's very much my kind of player. That's a similar position I used to take up, more left-sided centre-half. But yeah, he's a big old player. He's a good 6'4".
Trying to turn it round the corner. Definitely the tallest player. Probably maybe on the pitch for either side, actually.
Yeah, him and Brett alongside. I think he's still got a bit on Brett. I know Brett's 6'3".
He's a bit stockier as well, I think.
Just a little bit.
Dan Thompson cleaning the ball here in his jersey. Camouflaging it well, of course. Wearing that, I think it was originally a same colour yellow base layer. It's gone slightly green. The ball's worked it all the way into the box. Still an opportunity. And for the first time, Lewis Noyce has to make a save. I'm not sure how, but Lewis Ross was able to just find enough space to poke a shot away. Lewis Noyce, first save of the game, and pretty comfortable for him in the end.
Yeah, it was the same thing. Ball's dropped in the middle of the six-yard box, and it's found its way out, and they've managed to get a strike on goal.
Wonder perhaps if Tottenham are wary about giving away the penalty, so they don't necessarily want to put their foot right through the ball and just get rid of it. It's Griffin, plays the ball down. Hoey's got Williams. Williams, his ball for Britain's overdone, and it's out of play for a goal kick. And as soon as he played it, Williams had his head in his hand, and now he sticks his hand up to apologise for Britton, because that should have been a better opportunity.
Yeah, just sloppy interplay there. We've taken a foot off the gas. Don't look, like I say, just all that quality's gone.
Dan Sackman is screaming at his players because he really wants them to keep those standards high, knows that they can offer better, as Reggett does brilliantly defensively to win the ball. And now Hoey and Williams can't quite beat the offside trap.
Again, it's good interplay, but just the last final few bits there, like I say, keep staying onside. It was a close one. But yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it would have been offside. Like you were saying, it's only 1-0. It only takes, like you say, a little penalty or balls just to fall the wrong way, very similar to the Lark Hill game.
One mistake or one bit of quality as Lewis Waterfield's gone down very heavily trying to tussle for the ball aerially. The last thing Tottenham could do with now is another injury. In the end, he's just going to get a hand up from Brad Morris, the Bashley captain, and I think he's going to be okay to continue, which is good to see. Trying to get the throw in down the line. Bourne comes across and reads it well. And Williams is applying a little bit of pressure to Lewis Ameson, goes all the way back to his goalkeeper, Sam Thompson. And now Faruja tries to stand a ball down the right-hand side. Reggett's going to read that well. His ball goes to Griffin. Griffin's got Hoey coming down the left, and Hoey lets the ball run across his body, and eventually it's shielded out of play for Bashley. So they win the throw. This time looking direct forward. Medway scuffs his clearance, but Reggett mops up behind him. Goes to Lewis Noyce. He tries to find Britton. His ball blocked, but it finds Reed, and Reed eventually gets it back to Britton, but Morris has won it well there.
Been very impressed with Jordan Reggett today. He's played really, really well. He's done his job superbly, and his aggressive runs forward is what's given us a lot of the impetus going into the attacking third.
And again, uses the pace there to get to the ball first. Hooks it over the defender's head. Keeps it in play as well, but he can't find Griffin with the ball forward. So Bashley have it. Pretty much everyone camped in Totten's half now. Down the left-hand side, looking for Bradley. Bradley trying to square up Lewis Waterfield. Is able to get a ball into the box. Adam Tomasso is there, as he so often is when those balls go into the danger area. Ameson tries to turn Freddie Reed. Very loud instructions from both sets of managers, and the ball across the pitch, looking for Jack Smith, making that overlapping run. Catches him comfortably offside in the end. Sackman engaged in a very frank conversation with Jack Hoey in the middle of the park, just trying to make sure that they get everyone's roles properly nailed down. Waterfield at right back goes across to Bennett, comes forward, and now Medway to Reggett at left back. We'll say Hoey's gone all the way down to the left-hand side with Sam Griffin coming a little bit more into the midfield. Here's Bourne, plays it to the feet of Williams. And Williams now goes back to Bourne. Williams trying to occupy those defenders, get them to come out of their zone. Medway looking for a one down the left-hand side for Griffin. Griffin's won it. Can he find an opportunity there? He's come back into a shooting position. It's charged down, only as far as Hoey. Hoey to Reed, and Reed's pass, looking for Britton. Sells him a little bit short. Ameson comes forward, wins the ball, and now he's got Bradley on the left. Bradley's going to go back to Ameson, I think. Ameson now under pressure from Britton, looking inside. Tomasso wins the ball, but he puts his foot through it, and it goes straight to Sam Thompson on the edge of the Bashley area. The keeper catches comfortably. Finds Faruja. Again, Bashley, they're having a bit more of the ball now, but without any really clear chances. Ball forward from Dan Thompson. Finds Bradley again, trying to be a menace on that left side. His ball into the box. Tomasso gets his head on it, nods it clear. Still in Bashley's possession, though. But just too strong to handle. George Britton has it. Looking upfield for an outlet ball. Williams comes short. Turns it back for Hoey. Hoey goes to Reed. Again, they just feels like maybe they just need to attack with a bit more pace, perhaps. Too often they're just going backwards and taking the sting out of any possible attack. And I think maybe sending a warning sign. Hish Kasimu is now warming up.
They can't be long left of this game, though. There's only
about 5 minutes plus stoppages, I think. So I don't know if Hish would actually come on with this little left in the game. Reed get a bit of space in the midfield, skips past the challenge. Referee played the advantage, but Reed went to the ground and he brings it in play quickly. Tomasso to Britton on the right wing. Lewis Waterfield comes short, wins the ball. Tomasso to Reed. Reed goes back to Reggett. Reggett on the front foot, burning forward. Just a little layoff there to Griffin. Griffin coming inside. Challenge means that the ball ricochets away from Griffin into the centre of the Bashley defence. And they've got Bradley now. Again, always seems to be the focal point for Bashley's attacking play down the left-hand side. Tries to skip past Lewis Waterfield. Does so, but actually, he's given away the foul, has Waterfield, apparently. Didn't get a good view of that at all with the away dugout. blocking my vision. But he's done well to win the free kick, Bradley.
Bashi will be very, very happy with how they've put themselves about this second half. They have looked very bright. They've got to be proud for how well they've played and kept us quiet.
So set piece opportunity here. Lewis Ross perhaps could stand a ball into the box. Griffin claims the ball, heads it powerfully clear. Morris, Bashley's captain, picks up. And now there are appeals for a free kick on the edge of the area. Britain very calm under pressure as it looks like Lewis Forcefield's definitely been caught late there, Harry. And he's calling the player over.
It's not a great foul. The ball's been cleared. The ball was well gone and he's just left his foot in there.
So just going to get a little bit of treatment here is Lewis Waterfield. Just going to see if thought maybe they were readying a board maybe to get change ready perhaps, or maybe just to indicate how much stoppage time we have left. Very late in the picture here, a couple of minutes here before we go into injury time. Dan Sackman's just giving some instructions to Freddie Reid.
And it does look like the number five, Lewis Amerson's going into the referee's book, the first yellow card of this evening.
Yeah, referee hasn't reached to his pocket before, and Lewis Lameson is indeed showing the game's first caution.
As you said, it does look like Hish is getting warm. I can just about see him through the corner of the dugout there. He's just making his final preparations to come on. So it will be a little short of appearance for Hisham in the end of this second half.
Don't have the exact time. A couple of minutes left here. Closing in on the end of the 90. 4 minutes left, plus injury time, as I can indeed see that they are going to make that final change, the Tottenham coaching staff. So this will be the final attack. Reid collects it, plays it into the feet of Williams. Williams tries to turn it round the corner, doesn't quite run for Reid. Bashley, it's their turn to come forward. And again, it's Bradley who's the outlet on the left-hand side. He's done brilliantly to keep that in. Bradley has been the best player on the park, I think, so far for Bashley. Drifts across into the box. Noyce punches it clear. Griffin brings it down and puts his foot through it.
Again, it's exactly what we said about Lewis Noyce earlier. Just taking all the pressure off. He's come a good sort of 12 yards off his line there and punched the ball well clear, taking all the pressure off, and we're on the break here.
Nice 1-2 with Griffin and Reggett. Reggett cuts back to keep the ball in play. Goes to Hoey. Hoey back to Griffin is very deep, and Griffin goes all the way back to the goalkeeper, Noyce. The tangerine jersey kit today. He is born looking for an option. Goes to Lewis Waterfield. Must say, Waterfield and Bradley. It's been quite a tussle. And Bradley's had the beating of him going forward a couple of times, which is, you know, for someone who's not necessarily a traditional defender.
Yeah, he's looked really good. He's looked very bright. He's probably a bit like you say, Ollie Bradley's been one of their best players. A lot of the outlets come down that side, and it's when they've looked at their most dangerous.
So Kasimu is ready to come on, but the ball hasn't yet gone out of play. Medway is going to try and stand it down the right. Britain's put the burners on. Turned on the jets and he's got there first.
Yeah, I just want to see him go the other way there. I want to see him cut and try and get down the byline.
He's done well to find a ball to Tommaso. Gets the tackle from behind. Doesn't win the free kick, but does win the corner.
Just been reliably informed. Ollie Bradley, the 11, did used to play for Tottenham, whether it was last season or just the season before. He was released. But yeah, he's been bright today. He's certainly been one to look at.
Hopefully you can hit me. You can indeed. That's a little bit loud, so I'm going to turn it down. Just going to get ready to go down pitch side for the conclusion of the game as Freddie Reid is going to take this corner here for the hosts, not making the substitution yet. Maybe want the aerial presence of Brett Williams in the box for this corner.
Yeah, I believe it is going to be Brett Williams making way.
Header in, and it's, I think, off the head of Tommaso in the end. Still not out of danger yet. Bashley, it's Bradley who puts his foot through it, out of play for the throw, and they are indeed going to make that change, I think.
AFC Tottenham making their third final substitution, coming off in the nine, Brett Williams.
Yeah, as we said, Benji is going to be Brett Williams making way for Hisham Kassimu for a little cameo appearance. The end of the half here. Superb performance again from him on Saturday, and it was lovely to see him get a goal. Obviously, we were on the wrong end of the defeat, but his form at the moment's been scintillating.
And that's going to be replaced by number 14, Hisham Kassimu.
Things just didn't quite fall Brett Williams' way today in the end.
No, it's one of those. He really does struggle playing that one-man role. He likes to play off someone and nick the balls in behind and receive the ball at feet, and he just hasn't had that opportunity today.
So Griffin from the edge of the area, his shot out of play behind for the goal kick. Haven't really had too many shots on goal for all their possession in the second half of the home side.
No, like we said, the final third has been a little bit lacklustre for most of the game. But all important is the goal, obviously, from Jack Hoey late on in the second half has given Tottenham a 1-0 lead. We just need to hold on to this for the final couple of minutes.
Reggett wins the ball and then twists and turns out of a challenge. Finds Kassimu on the halfway line, and Kasimu's driving forward, tries to take it past the defence. He's got it running through and eventually just works its way behind him. Bradley, again, a good outlet for Bashley on this left-hand side. This time he's cutting in field. Now a shot from range stings the palms of Lewis Noyce. Couldn't catch it cleanly. They're trying to get it back in the area. Callum Bourne just heads it behind, takes the safety-first approach, out of play for a corner.
That's a really, really good save from Lewis Noyce. Superb strike on the edge of the box. Really did sting the hands of Lewis Noyce, and he's done well to punch it well clear. And yeah, Callum Bourne, like you say, Callum Bourne's knocked it behind for a corner.
I will tell you that it is no warmer down here on the pitch than it is up there. Here's the corner coming in from Bashley. It's going to go over the head of everyone. I'm not sure if they're going to keep this in play. They've done well there. Now into the box to no one in particular. And again, just choosing to put the foot through it, out of play for a throw on the far side. Officials just checking the watches. Haven't seen an indication of how much stoppage time we're going to see at the end of this game.
I did see a slight hand signal from the referee of 3 minutes. So whether that is the case.
That is a rash lunge in on Jordan Reggett. The Bashley player is aghast at the decision, but it looked pretty clumsy to me. It's not Reggett, excuse me. It's Hish on the floor. Don't get quite as good a view of things from this low angle. Good to see that Hish is up and running about okay, though.
Yeah, it's a poor challenge, though. A couple of minutes left in the game. You know what I mean? It almost seemed like he meant to do it. He's left his leg in and tried to leave one on Hish there. It's not something nice to see.
Lewis Noyce will take the free kick halfway through Tottenham's half. Looking for Sam Griffin down the left-hand side. Always is a strong target with his aerial balls. He wins the header. Can't find Hish inside, but at the second opportunity he has, and Hish can't turn. Well, he can turn, but at least he can't keep the ball from running away from him.
How different have we looked since he's come on? Just so bright. He's there. He's everywhere. Everywhere the ball is, Hish is there. And he always looks like he's going to create a serious effort on goal.
Lewis Waterfield wins the defensive header. Now Tommaso links up with Britton. Here's Kassimu. Wants to drill one across for Griffin on the far side. Griffin brings it down on the edge of the area. Can he work himself space to shoot? Griffin twisting inside and out. Eventually he has to go back to Reggett as the referee puts his whistle to his lips, blows for full time. And the Stags, probably not their best performance so far today, but they've done what was needed of them and they've taken home a 1-0 win here, Harry.
Yeah, wasn't the best of performances. Very sloppy during the game, but we've got the win. That's the main thing. And yeah, we look forward to a very happy Christmas period and then back here at home on Monday night against Lymington.
So, Harry, who would you pick potentially as your man of the match?
I think there's only one person for me, and that's Jordan Reggett. He's been outstanding today. He's pressed forward. He's won the ball high. He's really been a pain in the, a thorn in the side of Bashley today. And it's he's really is one of the standout players for me in this squad. So, I'd like to see you try and get a talk with him. He's not the most talkative man in the squad. So you might struggle, but
I will see what I can do. I'll say that much.
Yeah, good performance, like I say, all round. It wasn't particularly clinical during phases of play, and going forward was a little bit lackluster, but a result is what we needed, and in the end, a performance is what we got, enough to win the game.
I do indeed have the Stags Radio Man of the Match, Jordan Reggett. Jordan, he played in a game which didn't necessarily have the best quality from both sides. I think you were probably a shining light on the pitch today.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Every time I step on the pitch, I just try and give 100% and do the best for the team.
If you can just pass a message on from me there, Benji.
Yep.
What is it Jordan's looking for going forward? Is he looking to try and press that high line and get in behind, or is it defensively? What position is he trying to take up?
Yeah, just so often when we see you at fullback, you're obviously you do work defensively as well, but you push very high up the pitch. How do you try and find that balance between doing the defensive duties and also providing that outlet in attack?
I just watch as the ball travels. When I see there's an opportunity to get forward, I'm going to take it every chance to get, because that's my best ability running forward. And when there's a job to do at the back, obviously I get back, stay in, get it done. So say I give my all for the team.
Yeah, so just a busy fixture schedule. Obviously, we've been seeing you more at left back since we've gone back to the back four. But would you be happy to play slightly further at the pitch as well if the opportunity is called upon?
Yeah, I'd love to. As I said, I love to put the ball in the net. I love to run at people. So when the chance comes to play further up the pitch, I'm going to take it.
Cool. I'll let you get inside because it is absolutely freezing, but well played. Let me tell you that he is literally steaming, which is not a surprise because it is, yeah, the weather has really turned. It is cold. But as you say, I think Jordan was brilliant today, did really well defensively, and going forward, really offered an outlet on that left-hand side.
Yeah, as you said, Benji, he was really that shining light in the squad today. He's worked his pants off all day, and it's really nice to see. He's such a young lad, and such a young lad with amazing amounts of talent. But I understand you've got the manager down there, Dan Sackman.
I do indeed. Dan, what was your summary of the performance today?
Really pleased with it for the most part. I thought some of the football we played, especially in the first half, really quick, really smooth. Unlucky not to maybe get one or two more chances from it. But credit to Bashley, I thought they came and defended really, really well. But yeah, overall really happy.
Yeah, I will say that Bashley, they didn't look overawed by the occasion. They were happy to try and play football at points. But generally, with the exception, I think Lewis Noyes maybe had a couple of saves to make in the last 10 minutes or so. But otherwise, seemed very composed and very controlled from the Stags today.
Yeah, I mean, Bashley are a very, very good side. They're very energetic. They're brave. They like to play football. I thought we dealt with that really well today. As we've shown, we usually deal better with the teams we try and play and struggle maybe with the teams we go a bit more direct. But yeah, we felt pretty assured today, apart from maybe the odd moment and then unlucky probably not to get a couple more goals.
Yeah, and again, defensively very assured, seeing Reggett and Waterfield step in at the fullback positions again. What did you make of their performances?
Really positive. Lewis, very, very new to Lewis. And you can see that in some of the aspects of it. But we're really happy with the way he's taken to it, and he's gone into it with an open mind. And especially going forward, he gives us so much quality in those final third when we're trying to create opportunities. And Jordan, again, we all know what he can do going forward. And it's nice to see him get a bit of a stretch defensively and come out on top.
Yeah, I thought when needed upon, he closes that ground so quickly that he gives a nice outlet. Obviously, Christmas coming up now, so just a few days off for the players before the busy fixture schedule gets back underway. With Ethan Taylor going to be on the sideline serving a suspension for the next few games, how does that change what you're going to do going forward?
It will definitely tweak it. Obviously, that's taking quite a lot of productivity out of the team in terms of our goals. But that's the beauty of this squad. We've got the depth, I think, to absorb that and find a way to still be as dangerous and incisive going forward.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. I'll let you get inside because it is very cold out here. Not a surprise. And that will do it for us for just before Christmas, actually, because obviously a few days off, players get to spend time with their loved ones. So do we at Stags Radio. Before we get back at it, we are back here, not on Boxing Day, but next Monday, our first Monday game of the season.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Benji, and your family, and all of our listeners. Obviously, Doug Webber unable to be here today. So if he's listening, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to all our listeners. And yeah, we appreciate your continued support, listening and coming down to watch the Stags. And hopefully we can press on forward and give you something slightly more exciting next time we're at home.
Absolutely. And again, thank you to everyone listening on the Podbean, getting a lot of good feedback on everyone listening in. And Merry Christmas to everyone who listens, because it means so much to us that you've taken us on board so quickly. And hey, I hope that we provide a really good service, especially on cold winter match days like this, when for a lot of people it's not quite so easy to get to games.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I said, so yeah, safe journey home, everybody, and have a safe Christmas. Stay away from that virus if you can help it. And yeah, love to all your families.
So we are back here on Stags Radio, Monday the 27th, when Lymington Town come to the Snow Stadium for the second time this season. From all of us here at Stags Radio, have a very Merry Christmas. Your final score today is AFC Totten 1, Bashley FC 0. Have a very good Christmas.